Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber or listener here, welcome back. And if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube page, Star's Conversations, go ahead and do so now and head over to YouTube. I would also like to let you guys know that I do have a pop-up shop where I am selling Christian merchandise. So if you want to support the channel, go ahead and head over there now and I will leave the link in the description box below. So this is what I wanted to talk about today, is to be sure to carry out the ministry that the Lord gave you. And it's actually directly from the Bible, Colossians chapter 4, verse 17. And so when I read this, it really just pierced my heart, because I've just been going through a lot of emotions with the Lord, per se, is that the Lord told me that this year is the year of extreme obedience. So when you obey, I'm going to give you the territory. So you're coming out of the wilderness, but I need you to obey, because obedience will give you the territory. I released that word about maybe a month or so ago, maybe 2 months ago. And the Lord was just really just drilling inside of me that obedience would give you the territory, that he's going to make a clear distinction between his people and the people of the world. And so when the Lord told me that, I said, okay, Lord, I took it with all joy and gladness, right? Every time we get a word from the Lord, his promises, we take it with so much joy, not really understanding that the journey to get to that point is going to be hard, but his strengthens us. And when we are weak, that is when we are strong, because his grace is sufficient for us. So I was just looking at a few of people that I follow and how God is just really blessing them and their struggles as being an entrepreneur and a content creator. And for those of you who have been with me since the beginning, is that the Lord has called me off my job. I am in Southern California and I am a licensed vocational nurse. I went to school to become a nurse, and I did all my classes to transfer to a university so I can eventually get my BSN. And my goal was to be a advanced practice nurse and possibly get my master's in healthcare administration. So that was the plan that I was on. Those were my plans. And so I was so close. I did everything that I needed to do. And now I'm just looking for a nursing program for my BSN to attend. And so as I was looking for that, the Lord was just shutting every door. It was either too expensive, or the wait list was too long, or whatever situation that came up. And so I was praying to the Lord and I asked God, and I said, Lord, help me to be able to get into a school, because I know this is your plan for me, right? I was so convinced that this is the route that I wanted for my life, and this is the route that God has chose for me. And at the end of that prayer, I remember vividly is that I told the Lord, if this is something that you don't want me to do, help me to be able to have the heart to accept that. Now, I know that came from the Holy Ghost, because my heart and mind, my soul was looking to be a RN. That's what I wanted to be. That's what I desired to be. And so when the Lord called me off my job, it was just like, okay, well, you know, I stay home for about 6 months or so, and then I'll go back. And so 6 months came and went, then a year came, and then 2 years came. Now we are currently in year three. And so I'm just like, okay, Lord, you have called me off my job. Now what? And he told me to start this YouTube channel, which is I am on now. So I was like, okay, well, I only want to do things that are record what you have told me to record. I really didn't want to get into the Christian TMZ that's out, you know, just being very critical on anything and everything. You know, that gets you a lot of clicks and views, but I didn't want to really get into that. And I was just consulting the Lord on just how he wants me to run my YouTube channel. And every now and again, I ask the Lord, is my YouTube channel pleasing to you? I want it to be pleasing to you, because this is what you have called me to. And so being an entrepreneur and just trying to figure my way out, figure out how I, you know, go about this and just trusting the Lord in it. I was looking at other content creators and how they have done the same thing that I have done, but they are being called to a different ministry. And so I was like, Lord, I just feel as though that you gave me a hard ministry. And I say a hard ministry because it seems as if that other people ministry are so easy, right? Like they are with brand deals, they are with this people, or they're with that people. And what the Lord has called me specifically is to preach to the lukewarm church. So if I am preaching to the lukewarm church, okay, if I am preaching to the lukewarm church, that means that I am going to meet with a lot of opposition. And the Lord says that you need to be sure to carry out the ministry that I gave you. He gave me that Colossians chapter 4, verse 17. And it really pierced me because I was like, Lord, you know, why couldn't I just have a ministry that seemed easy? Now, I know ministry at all is not easy, right? We could see the glamorous side of ministry, but we don't know what those people go through behind closed doors or the battles that they have to face and fight. But I was like, Lord, my ministry that you have given me, or the ministry that you have given me, I should say, the mantle is very controversial. Like, you are telling me to call sin out and be bold with it. And I am going to do what you told me to do. But Lord, it just seems that what you have told me to do, the more I do it, it doesn't garner what I think that it should garner, right? My channel does not look like everybody else's channel, or my channel doesn't look like this, or my channel doesn't look like that. Lord, am I doing it right? Am I doing what you have told me to do? Have I missed something? And the Lord was like, no, you haven't missed anything. You are exactly what I want you to do. Or you are exactly where I want you to be, and you are doing exactly what I want you to do. Do not despise small beginnings. And then he reminded me of Galatians chapter 6, verse 4, to pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. And I said, Lord, thank you. I said, it's not that I want to compare myself, but I feel as though that I've been on this journey for a while and it hasn't garnered the results that I think that it should garner. But if you say you are pleased with it, then so be it. You're pleased with it. You are meeting my needs that I have. So I'm just going to trust you in this, even though I don't see it. And it reminded me of the situation where Elijah told his assistant that there are more of us than they are down. Lord, open up his eyes to see that there are more of us than they are down. And so even though we say God is letting us know, we hear a sound of abundance of rain and there's clear skies. And it's like, oh, there's nothing out there. But we heard the Lord say that there is an abundance of rain that's coming. And it's like, I don't see it, Lord, but we need to just focus on what he has told us to do. Focus on the ministry that he gave me, right? Or he gave you. And it might not look like the next person, but he has graced us for this. So he has graced me to be a preacher of the gospel to the lukewarm church. And whatever he has graced you to be, whatever ministry he has called you to be. And so many times the enemy has tried to tempt me to say, you know, it would have just been better if you just go back to work, because, you know, you don't even have to depend on X, Y, and Z. And so I heard the Lord say, why would you want to go back to Egypt? And I said, oh, Lord. And that's when he gave me the word is, you know, obedience is going to give you the territory, because the children of Israel was not obedient and did not believe the Lord when he said that he was going to give them the land flowing with milk and honey, the promised land. He turned them right back around. I said, Lord, I never want to be right there looking at the promised land and say, nah, the Lord not going to give it to me. Do you see the people there? I want to be able to possess the land. And he told me that obedience is going to give you the territory. If they were just obedient to the Lord and said, we trust the Lord that he is going to give it to us, regardless of the people that I see in the in my promised land that the Lord has given me. I'm going to trust him and they will have possessed the land. So he told me obedience will give you the territory. So I'm just going to be obedient to my Father because he has all things under control. He has the world in his hand. So I want to encourage anyone who is listening to this, that even though we are feeling overwhelmed, we are perplexed, we are down tried it, we can put our trust in the Lord and we will run and not get tired. We will walk and not get weary. He sees our troubles and he is here to help us. He will be with us in deep waters. He will be with us in the fire and we will come out dazzling like silver or pure as gold, as they say. So I just want to encourage you all and send this video or this recording to someone to encourage them, to let them know that the Lord has not forgotten them. The Lord is with them. He will never leave us nor forsake us. So that's all I have to say. Have the conversation in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts and your concerns and share this video if you care. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.